This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams, and I am standing right outside of Alliance, the warehouse down in Gypsum. Andy Clark is standing inside, and I met him beforehand. Come on, we're going to be honest. I'm not lying to you in this podcast, but we are going to talk about the what this warehouse means, what Alliance does, all the different businesses and all the different entities that are housed here. I can't wait, so I'm getting the whole tour. Honestly, going in the front door on a windy day, and here's Andy right here.
Good afternoon.
There it is. I wanted to set the stage for the people. Let them know.
Thank you. Yes, it's a lot under one roof.
It is quite a bit under one roof. And you were saying that as I walked in, initially you said, let me give you a tour. And I said, no, let's put the tour on tape so we can bring everyone along with us. So they're going to see through our eyes. Walked right in the front door. And I've met these two ladies before. Happy people.
Happy people. Smart people. This is where Alliance Moving Systems, Alliance Record Services, The Attic, Home to Home, which is our nonprofit, all of that operates from these two.
Awesome.
So we try to build up credit, spiritual credit,
there it is.
So that we can do the right things.
Well, you mentioned a number of different companies here, so let's go through these different companies kind of one by one and get so Alliance under all of the headings. Hit me with Alliance, the very first one, the moving company.
Alliance Moving Systems, we're an Allied Van Lines agency. That means we can move you from Vail to Gypsum and from Colorado to Florida and from here to Europe. We can move you wherever. And as a national carrier, we have the authorities, insurances, and all of the important expertise to do the job the right way.
Nice. So. And that's where you started with the company. Correct. was with the moving systems, and then you have expanded. So talk to me about the record piece. And who am I meeting over here? Ma'am, can I put you on the podcast?
Sure.
Tell me your name.
Crystal.
And Crystal, what's your job here?
I'm the office manager here at Alliance.
All right. And so with the Alliance Records, what is that what's that division?
Alliance Record is record storage, shredding, and anything that has to do with either saving your records, getting rid of them, all that fun stuff.
I always hear that this is one of the absolute best places to work. Is that true?
That is definitely the truth.
What's the secret sauce? What sets it apart?
The office people.
The people's always the right answer. And then I heard Home to Home, which Andy mentioned briefly is the nonprofit, and we'll dig in a little bit more, but would you share your name with the podcast?
My name's Jennifer.
And Jennifer, what do you do with Home to Home?
People who we move donate items to us that they no longer want, and then we work with nonprofits, Bright Futures, and the fire department, whoever is in need that can't afford, and we get furniture to them.
That's so cool. I think that's such a neat ministry, a neat service, however you call it, that happens in this world. And then there's an attic and more pieces that come along with this.
That comes with the trek.
Oh, are we going on the trek?
That's part of the tour.
All right.
I want to make sure. Jen, as the operations manager, her umbrella really falls over most all of this, even if she doesn't want it to.
Yes.
So, and then I ask Crystal, with help with the attic and marketing, and both of them do Alliance Moving Systems, Alliance Record Services. We'll see the middle of the warehouse, Maxed Out Studios, which also helps us in various ways. So it's just a lot of community that goes on here.
Yeah, you can see that. It's so much fun. Gals, thank you so much for this opportunity to come spend time with you. And I'm moving us as we go further, because this is not your average warehouse. We throw that word warehouse around, but this is so much more.
Built too nice of a place.
You really did. Well, and you had to build a warehouse in 2008 for the business, but right. You had a different vision then.
Yeah, it was interesting. One of our first clients was President Ford. He was going into assisted living. All the furniture from his house came right back here to a spanking brand new warehouse for charity, which is ironic because that's really I don't know many people would want to hire me to do their for-profit crackdown. We need to squeeze every penny, because that's not the way communities should operate with businesses and vice versa. So in 2008, we built this. Everyone was a hero in 2008, 2009, and 10. there were less heroes.
Yes.
So
that was not a great stretch. Yeah.
But we did fine. We have a lot of good people that work hard and know that it's not just about how you did this week. It's how we did each month and each year. And as we built the business from, we started in 2000, but when we started this warehouse in 2007 and 8, it's really been a culmination of attracting my like-minded businesses, which I've always wanted to work with other cross, vertical marketing, whatever you want to call it, businesses that complement each other. But also, 15,000 square feet is a big place.
Yeah.
So it takes a while to fill it up.
You got to fill some people.
So this is our operations room.
Yep.
We get to talk about our clients, our safety, our procedures each morning, our goals. And everyone here has a bonus plan that's tied to if the business does well, the employees do well.
Nice.
We have 401ks and all of that. But more than that, I like to say to them, if you can help the business will help you. If you save money and here, it'll come back to you.
Yep.
So in a lot of different ways as we kind of
We continue our tour, let's keep talking about employee retention, though, because that's one of the things that you've been very successful with. Everybody wants to ask the same question. What's the secret sauce to employee retention? I mean, I'm seeing a very cool warehouse and lots of different options, but what do you say it is?
Well, I'm just showing you the shower and
the
laundry because
that's part of it.
Yeah. Bring your clothes here. Don't spend money at a laundromat. I have people, drivers that come in when they deliver. Hey, sir, ma'am. Take a shower first, clean up, and then go see our clients. Huh. So I want to make sure that I can provide as many services as I can for either my employees, and this has been used with our employees too. Hey, I just had an awful day. Hey, it's okay. Shower up, put your clothes away, go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool. That's a really nice amenity as we continue around.
This is our receiving area. We've had lots and lots of different projects, commercial projects, hotel projects, households, the 2015 World Championships, all came through those two doors and then onto our 15 trucks and up a sketchy road.
Yeah.
That if there was one big snowstorm, it would not have worked.
Wow.
But it did work.
It did work.
It did work.
That was, I remember all that infrastructure that came through here. That's incredible.
That's also a commercial shredder. That's part of our Shredding Alliance Record Services. We have two mobile shredders. We have a plant shredder, which is basically what's here.
Yeah.
And people can come and drop off stuff to shred for 60 cents a pound, or we can come to them if they're a business, or you'll see us at the Vail Recycle Days and Eagle and all the chamber functions that say, hey, we're doing a recycle day, and we always say yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's a big
part. Do you say yes because it makes so much money for you, or do you say yes because it makes so much sense for this world?
After 8 years, I think it became profitable last year.
There we go. Yeah. I would assume it was going to be something like that. But so why do it as a business owner? Why continue to invest in things that are not profitable? He asks with his tongue in his cheek.
Yeah. I don't need to live in Vail or Beaver Creek or Bachelor Gulch.
Yeah.
I've been blessed with a good home in Eagle and kids that are through college. So this, both record services and the other programs we'll talk about, they're needed.
Yeah.
You know, and as long as we can accommodate that, absolutely.
Yep. Well, this is a business-based podcast, and so as a businessman, that's I ask you that, but as a businessman that who has gotten ahead or done fine by not stepping on anyone else.
There's plenty of work, I hope, for everybody.
Yep.
And this, where we are
Holy
now,
cow. this is the Ark of the Covenants in here somewhere.
Yeah, we're better at organizing than those guys.
Yeah, look at that.
There's 310 storage vaults. Each vault is 8 feet by 7 by 5, and they're sealed. They're all they're shrink wrapped and pad wrapped and inventoried. So each one of these vaults has a barcode on it. We scan it. We know exactly what's in it, what the condition is, when it was picked up, where it's going, etc. So this is kind of the bulk of our storage part of our Alliance Moving Systems. We have two forklifts and a cherry picker. All of the oversized items are on the shelves. The shelves are 9 feet by 4 feet by approximately 6 feet for sofas and We have all sorts of crazy stuff here.
Taxidermy, I can see up there, and artwork and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Around the back side, I don't know if we can get there. We can't. Are two walk-in coolers where we have wine storage. So a lot of our clients that have the wine cellars, we can bring the wine in at 58 degrees, and they're just located in the back, and they're basically 15 by 20 foot walk-ins.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, and then the last part is at the very end of the storage in a secured area is our record services. Mm-hmm. And the record services storage is document storage. We have Eagle County's documents here. We have other clients who like to, you know, if you're a business in Vail Village and you need that extra square feet to do something other than stack those boxes from 1990, we can store them.
Yep.
When it becomes available to shred them per tax codes, we bring them up here and shred them. And so it's a comprehensive way of handling.
It seems like one-stop shop on that one. This is awesome.
It hasn't started. Now the fun starts.
I know. That's what I am. I'm smiling and Andy's smiling because of the fabled attic where we are headed to next. I've seen pictures. I've heard about it just a little bit. And, you know, it's funny that right before this, I was in a meeting with Youth Power. And I said, I'm going over to Alliance right after this. He said, we bring our staff over there all the time.
They are. The door is always open because of what they do.
Don't expect that a nonprofit is going to say, I bring my staff to the moving company all the time, although we're finding out so much more than just a moving company.
All right, so second floor, before we get to the attic.
Yep.
These existing offices were here, but this area was open to the receiving area. And my son, Max Clark, built, with my help, a studio.
Oh.
Alexa, studio on.
Look at this, and we have just walked into an absolutely gorgeous, what looks like professional recording studio.
It is a professional recording studio with all my old 10 Years After and Pink Floyd. And
you could
spend an hour here checking out all the albums.
Yes, you could.
Max has done a wonderful job with us as a moving company. He created an inventory control program that you saw out on one of those vaults. That's what he does.
The QR codes and so forth. That's really cool. But I mean, there's a baby grand piano. There are at least 11 guitars that I can see hanging off the walls. We've got
vocal rooms, a control room, everything here. He does productions, podcasts, lessons. For us, he does video marketing and does a lot of work with Mountain Life Church. He's involved with their productions and playing, and you know, he's got a good heart.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Wow, you would not believe that you just walked into this studio. I mean, it really looks like something. Oh my gosh, and the records here are unbelievable.
You see that?
It really looks like something out of the movies.
That's a ticket from Woodstock, 1969.
Yeah, with your name on it.
No, I was four.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, you're older than I thought.
This is a gracious donation from one of our moving clients. He goes, hey, I've heard about the studio. Hang that up there. And Country Joe McDonald signed it.
Oh,
that's his signature.
That's pretty cool.
So it's just fun and it's welcoming.
It says White Lake, New York on that ticket, which is so cool.
Which is the original poster, and then they changed it to Woodstock, New York.
Yeah, yep. I was like, I knew that little piece of history. That's so cool.
So anyway, once we built this, because it didn't have a ceiling, I climbed up on the ladder and I went, oh my gosh, there's another 1,800 square feet above this.
Wasted space.
So it starts with what you're looking at here is a 1918 Victrola. And the reason I bring this up is we were moving an older couple and she was teary-eyed because she was going to bring this to the dump. And I said, you know, not only do I have a spot for it, but you're not giving it to me. Your daughter, son, whoever can always come and take it. But for now, I'm going to keep it out of the dump, which is the origins of the home-to-home program. And it sits in a place of prominence.
It's such a beautiful instrument.
Oh, my gosh,
look at all these. I'm looking at all the different album covers as we go up. We've got...
These are all musicals.
Yeah, Gilbert and Sullivan left and right. I love it.
And anybody that can drink beer out of that deserves to be.
Yeah,
on the
that
wall.
Stein there. This is you have to come and see this. But I'm glad that you all in podcast world get to take this tour with us. We've moved on to the sports hallway.
Sports. That's all antique clubs, etc. This is all jerseys from every team I ever coached or played on in the Valley, going back to the 80s.
We're looking at about 15, 20, 30 hockey jerseys as we walk up.
I used to host the Red Wings to come out, the alumni, to come here for 20 years. And so these are all articles about that. A good friend just gave me two of these.
Oh, look at
original
that.
Gold Peak Bar mountain signage.
Holy cow, and look at, we've walked into the
attic.
The fabled attic that that business has come, that is talked about.
There's a 100-year-old bar that another person, please, you know, get it out of my house.
Yeah.
We've had municipalities here, sports teams with their coaches, schools, youth groups, businesses that have thank you parties, like, the Echo.
Somebody told me they did a CPR training here with a different group. Like, everything happens.
I am excited to have the door open. And if they're a nonprofit, the door opens with no expectation.
Yeah.
If it's a business, help me by renting it so that I can continue to give it for free to the businesses that need, or for organizations that need that.
Yeah.
So this right here, I have a kitchen. Two fridges to hold the Diet Coke.
Lots of Diet Coke in this place.
And
the Red Wings all drink Diet Coke.
There we go.
They're known for it.
Thank you, Bob Doyle at Bob's Place. We've had friends that have just donated stuff over the years.
Yeah. Oh, and there's classic jerseys. I'm looking at that classic Cubs jacket up there. That's just gorgeous.
This is my grandfather. Played football in 1926. DePauw University.
Awesome.
And that's his smoking jacket.
Ooh.
Now, that isn't cool.
That is about as cool as it gets. this is just, I mean, there's dartboards. There's a one-armed bandit. You've got chess. You've got pool. You've got books and reading. And
this works. 1954 Wurlitzer jukebox. this is thank you, Glenn Helan.
It's just so comfortable in this place up here.
Thank you. And then this part of it is where we do... We've had concerts. We've had different groups that want training or whatever. It's a stage that's an 8-foot by 10-foot projection screen. So we've also had really good hockey and sports-related parties. My son Max has coordinated and wired this room so that it can be streamed and recorded and everything.
Yep.
And the acoustics are pretty good. I learned a lot about building acoustic panels from my son, and he's done all the lighting, and ultimately this is a community's living room. That's what I hope, and I've seen it and want it to continue to be, because there's less and less opportunities to get together.
Yeah.
My wife just was at a longtime woman's funeral on Monday, and she sees people from the 80s and 90s only at that time, and I'd love to figure out how to say, let's all get together.
Yeah.
You know, without going to a funeral.
Besides when we marry and bury, as we say in the old minister business. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So that right there is President Ford's couch. And so I made these little things, have a drink with the president, these little placemat holders, because when I'm having a rough day, I sit in the couch and I toast Mr. Ford with a Diet Coke and say, hey, tomorrow's going to be better.
You know what, Jerry? Yeah. You and me, we're going to get through this together. Actually, Betty, she'd probably be the one to say we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
What, thank you. I mean, for the top to bottom tour, for all that you get to do for the community, but as a business-based podcast, let's take it back to that just a little bit. Has this been these business moves that you've made that have all been focused around community, does it make sense, and would you encourage people to do this? Our community changes.
Yes. It makes sense as our community becomes more individual, as we tend to, because of the costs of everything, look out for ourselves. And I understand that. I wanted to change that narrative, at least here, because I was fortunate enough to have two investors that believed in me to build this warehouse and to start the agency. And because of the success of the moving company, and I'm driving a 14-year-old vehicle.
Yeah.
I wanted to at least give out some options. so that businesses could do something for no cost, that individuals could come and get furniture at the home-to-home program for no cost. My business and a bunch of really good dads, we do the outdoor rinks at the town of Eagle for no cost, because if you don't make an effort in what you believe in, you're just going to go downstream with everyone else that's looking out for themselves. Yeah. And that's not community.
That is.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that perspective, too. And that's what we've seen. I like that you said, you know, I'm driving a 14-year-old vehicle there, because, yeah, sometimes that doesn't always lead to. When I say you as a successful businessman, because I do, that's the picture that I see in my brain. But it's not because you drive a fancy car. It's because your employees loved you when you walked into the office and you got to show me all the pieces that you love about this. And I know that you like coming to work.
Well, I kid with them. I said the first rule in working with alliances, you cannot have a nicer car than your boss, but most of them do.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Yeah. I've been blessed with having people be with us for literally decades.
Yeah.
And they want to know that there's a future, both as a business and outside of the business. I want to know that they're taken care of, because otherwise, what's the point? So the next challenge with, and you guys and everyone else, is how do we give opportunities for young people for starter homes that is not $700,000? It's absurd that, oh, it's market rate. Well, market is broken.
Yeah.
Life rate, community rate is different than market rate.
Yeah.
So we have to figure that out, and I'm just trying my little piece to do that.
Well, that's what it takes. It takes a lot of people doing their little pieces, but your piece has been substantial over the years. Thank you for what you've done. I know you love it when people compliment you. I say very sarcastically once again, but it is. It's a profile of a business owner that has immersed himself in community and found himself better for it, and that's what we like to celebrate.
Well, thank you. It's there's just so many good people that if they got outside of the immediate vision, they could make such a difference in this community. And I don't have that checkbook. You know, I have change in my pocket, but those that have more than just what's in their pocket, a checkbook, it's amazing. And I know through Youth 365 and all these programs that we're involved with just to support them, and others that spend tons of money supporting them. It's a wonderful community, but we have to bring it down to the everyday level of how can we help with daily expenses.
I hear you. Time, talent, and treasures is what we're asked to give back. So if it's not just treasures, this is time and talent and cool things that we get to experience here through the home-to-home program. Give people a website and information, and then we'll send them on their merry way. And I'm going to go pick up a guitar and jam in the studio for a little bit.
Okay. Well, Andy at AllianceMovingSystems.com is where you'll get all of the information, and we'll make sure that we send it to you. There's a website, downvalleyattic.com, that we can do. The eagletownparkicerink.com, I have to plug that, because that's
awesome.
That's another community event that's no cost.
Yep.
It's big if we can all share with that. And if people want to be involved in any of this, or bring your business to the attic, or have a fundraising program here that helps, the message is a good message, I am in. It's what we need to do.
I think you're hearing somebody here who's all about community. Thanks, Andy, for your time and for all that you do.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.